Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
So I found out the hard way that when you go to somebody else's house, you should not touch their thermostat. Last weekend, I met a bunch of my wife's family, and we were all in her uncle's house, and it was freezing in there. I was cold. People were cold. And I was like, I'm going to go to the thermostat, just a couple degrees, just a few notches. No one's going to be injured by this. It'll be fine. Turns out that was a big deal. Everybody's like, no, you can't touch somebody else's thermostat. I'm like, we are freezing. Can't touch someone else's thermostat. Can't do it. So I didn't. Good to know. That's one of the things you don't touch in someone's house. What is something else you don't touch when you go to somebody else's house, right? 312-946-4995. If you have guests over at your house, obviously, you don't touch my thermostat. What else? I like Bridget here on Facebook said, don't touch my toothbrush. Who's touching other people's toothbrush? I just needed a quick freshen up. Let me just use this real quick. All right, let's make a list. 312-946-4995. If you come to my house, don't touch my blank. Is it something you don't want people to see at all? Is it something that maybe is a certain food? You're like, don't eat that. That's mine. Don't touch that. 312-946-4995. Let's start with Maggie in Round Lake.
My razor.
Oh, yeah.
You can touch literally my shampoo. You can touch my soap, but do not touch my razor.
Yeah, you don't want to, because you don't know what they're shaving, right? What are they? I don't know what you need to clean up.
Exactly.
I don't know your life. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye bye. All right, Jack and Valpo, you can come over, but don't touch my what?
You cannot touch my refrigerator.
Oh, at all. But I'm so parched. I need a glass of water. I need to get something. What do I do?
You have to ask me first.
Ask me first. That's all right. You got like a pin code to get into your fridge?
I wish.
It's not actually a bad idea, is it?
No, it's not a bad idea.
No, you know what I would do, though? I would actually change the code before I go out drinking, so when I get back, I'm not in there eating everything in the fridge. I'm like, Tom, you come to my house, don't touch my what?
If you come to my house, don't touch my grill.
Tom, sounds like you meant that, Tom. Sounds like that was serious.
Yes, I touched my brother-in-law's a couple weeks back, and he was not thrilled with me.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it'll destroy a family. Thank you so much for calling. All right, Susan, real quick. Susan and Alsip, you can come over, but don't touch my what?
Either remote control to change the TV or to change, like, whatever music I've got playing.
Oh, yeah. Don't change my ambiance. This is my
exactly.
Vibe. Don't mess with my vibe.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you so much. The US 99 Summer.